Dr. Siv Gimel on page 176, and the Rebbe continues. Auf izeh es verstandig der Eifte von der Reine Zeh, legabi aderes shalifne Zeh. Based on this, on what we've learned till now, we can understand the accomplishment of our generations relative to the generations prior to us. In the earlier generations, Jews were not as dispersed, as spread out in all corners of the globe as in our generation. Not only in the times when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, when all Jews were concentrated in Eretz Yisrael and its environs, but I feel in the day of the Golos, even in the first generations of exile, then Eden given not in Medina's Messiahs. Jews were only in certain countries, or at least only in the upper hemisphere. Whereas in the later generations, then Eden given mer fanandi gespreit in mer Medina's. Jews became spread out in many more countries. Also in the lower hemisphere of the world, in America, etc. In each generation, this disbursement and it becomes progressively greater. Till our generation, the Jews find themselves in all corners of the globe, literally. And they are in these places, fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvahs. In the manner of being ensconced in the place and functioning with, according to the customs of the place. To the point that they've built up and they continue to build institutions of Torah and Mitzvahs in each and every place according to its needs. When a person thinks into it even for a brief instant, we see the accomplishment of our generation relative to earlier generations, and then was mahatam biru v'sichah from kol medina medina shabeilim, and the fact that we have, in our time, we see the accomplishment of the biru and refinement of each and every country in the world. Based on what we've spoken earlier many times, as late Al-Saman Mahat Mashem Farendik Al-Birurim, that according to all the signs we've already completed, all of the Birurim is moving Favos Mahalchim by the Gula. It was understood why we're saying that we're already holding by the redemption. It's already understood why we're actually literally holding by the actual Gula. Everything in the world is set up in a manner of there are general rules and then there are specific details. This idea, this concept of the completion of the process of sifting and purifying the world, spiegelt sich ab im Juchid in dem Büro von Medina Sarfas, is reflected and mirrored particularly in the process of the refinement of the country of France. Ubehagda. In other words, everything in the world is in macro and micro. And this is saying that the entire world, by looking at each and every place, we see how in each and every place has Jews have, throughout history, basically passed through just about every place in existence, and each one of those places established institutions of Torah and Mitzvahs. So that in itself is an indication that basically the Torah and Mitzvahs have reached every corner of existence and in each place according to its customs and practices. And so that represents the beer of the entire world. That's in macro. In micro, particularly the country of France is particularly representative of this concept of reflecting this idea that that job has already been completed. Ubahakta. And with first preface, as an end of the Udak Du HaGeula in the Haftarah from Letzten Shabbos, which the Rebbe mentioned in that Sicha of the week before, one of the forecast promises of redemption in the which was read in the Haftarah of the previous week, Taishman Eis Beferish Medina Tzarfas. The Navi specifies, singles out, the country of Tzarfas, refers to the Jewish exiles, Golos Hachel Azul of Yisrael at Tzarfas, Yoshua's Arei HaNegev, that this beginning exile of the Jewish people, which is spread all the way until Tzarfas, they will inherit the cities of the south, Olum Hashim Batzin, Lishbat Tzareisa, Vahisa Lashem HaMelucha, and the redeemers will go up in the mountain of Tzion to judge the mountain of Esav, and the kingdom will be to Hashem. Darf min fashtein. So we have to understand. From them is the Navi's mefaret dem golus u'geula from Tzarfas. From this that the Navi specifies the exile and redemption of Tzarfas, is mevin asizda asheches miyuchedes b'nei. Indicates that there is a special connection between them. It's understood that even if the Yidden were sent originally in the beginning of exile to Tzarfas, is Lamayav community that's Eistachin in Pasuk. What is it necessary to point out in the Pasuk, the verse, to refer to one of the first stops of the Jews in exile? Especially when you're talking about a prophecy that's forecasting something which is not talking about the beginning of exile almost 2,000 years earlier, but rather it's talking about the redemption. Is the first fun verstander? As in the Gula's Negea, as thus is verbunden with Tzarfas. That in the redemption it's also Negea, not just that to know that one of the first stops in exile was Tzarfas, but it's Negea in the Geula thousands of years later, because it's connected with Tzarfas. When as Gola is Hachel as Chol as Gola is given in Tzarfas. It's Negea to Geula that the connection to Tzarfas and that the exile began in Tzarfas. The Shleimer Atam. Weil Schleim ist Bier der Elam. Heißt, was Hashem HaMelucha hat aufgetan durch den Bier der Aliyah von Bnei Yisrael in Tzarfas Kedlokam. Because we could say that the reason for this is that the ultimate completion of the refinement of the world, when the world is in a state where the kingdom shall be to Hashem, this is accomplished through the refinement and elevation of the Jewish people in Tzarfas, in France, as we shall see. Vatmanis Fashtain, like the Mshini Vichidush, and the Yachas from Idl Bidarenu Zetz, and Medina Sarfas, gave the Yachas and the Terra from the Mountain Road. You can understand this based on the change and the new and the novel change in the relationship of the Jewish people in our generation to the country of France, relative to the relationship that the generation of the Alter Rebbe had with France. So is Yodua. It is known, as in the Zeit von dem Alten Rebbe, that in the time of the Alter Rebbe, when it is given the Muhammad zwischen Napoleon von Frankreich Tsarfas and the Tsar Alexander von Russland, that when there was the war between Napoleon of France and the Tsar Alexander of Russia, that the Alter Rebbe gehalten nicht wie ein anderer Gadol b'Yisrael. Alter Rebbe held not like a different great leader amongst the Jewish people. As the Tevis Hamatzim Aruchim from Eden, Binyana Yerushalayim, is besser as Ruslan Zolmen Atzer sein, and Tzafas will have an amakal. That in order that for the benefit of the spiritual condition of the Jewish people in matters of Yerushalayim, it's better that Russia should be victorious and France should have its downfall. Ublsheni HaKadosh. And in Alter Rebbe's own holy words, in his letter to the Chassid Ramesha Meisel, in Yenatzeach Bonaparte, if Napoleon will be victorious, Yurba Ha'isha be Israel, the Yuram Keren Israel. This will bring great, increase the wealth amongst the Jewish people, and it will lift up the station of the Jewish people. Avil Yisparadu V'Yisrachku Liban Shal Yisrael Me'avin Shabashamay. But it will cause a separation and a distance the hearts of the Jewish people from their Father in Heaven. We mean Atzeach Alexander, but however, if Alexander will be victorious, Imki Yurba Eini B'Yisrael, even though it will bring an increase in poverty to the Jewish people, the Yushpal Keren Yisrael, and it will cause that the station of the Jewish people will be put down, they will be degraded. But they will be tied and bound and the hearts of the Jewish people to their Father in Heaven. Their time of them is given. What was the reason for this? What is the reason why Napoleon's victory represented the distancing of the hearts of the Jewish people from the Eibishter? Felt surface in Napoleon Bereisha hat mit sich damals vorgestellt, der Truhe von Chäfisch Rachmano Lutzlan, wie Kolin Yoni Daz Ramuna in dem Eberschen. That the France and Napoleon at its head at that time represented a movement of freedom, God forbid, from all matters of religion and faith in the Eberschen. As the Rebbe spoke other times, the difference between the French Revolution and the American Revolution, that the American Revolution was fighting for freedom of religion, and the French Revolution was the fight for freedom from religion. Okay, so Napoleon represented the beginning of the process of the winds of throwing off the yoke of all faith in God. And the Klipa from Malchus Tzafas Napoleon, Velchus Gven Takef HaKlipa V'Din HaKosha. As the Alter Rebbe writes, that the klipa of the kingdom of France, of Napoleon's kingdom, which Alter Rebbe refers to as the force of klipa and very harsh attribute of judgment. And the reason for this is because they why does this represent such a tremendously powerful force of evil? Gaius Vesnasus Litleis Velismech Al Keche Yugvurase, that his tremendous arrogance to take credit for everything, to depend entirely on his own strength and his own power, Lema Keche Veitzim Yodi, to say that it's my strength and the force of my hand, Umasalek Ashkocha Vemuna Betacha Belikim, and to cast away the divine providence and the faith and reliance on Hashem. The dogma is the klipa of Sancheirev, similar to the klipa of Sancheirev. Actually, this lashon is not from the Alter Rebbe, but it's actually from the Mittler Rebbe's Mavaya, as the Mittler Rebbe explains in his letter to the same Rebbe Moshe Meizlish. Is this going to blaze a inyan of Yishochelu, and a negay l'chol hazmanim v'adeiris l'achriz? So this klipa of France was not only for that particular time, that particular era when Napoleon was at its head, but this klipa of France was something which even in later generations was still is still a representation of this same klipa. Kiyadua b'divrayam, as is known in history, as the Französische Revolution was nas takmat, was als tetzor der fun, is Napoleon Guevara Führer von Tzafas etliche Jahre später. It's known that the French Revolution, which as a result of that Napoleon became the Emperor of France a number of years following that, is when an ideologische mapech. It's also an ideological revolution. An Indian Chloe, was hat mit sich mitgebracht, a shinui ikri in der ganze Welt. This was not a simple private event that took place in France, but it was a major general world upheaval, which brought a very significant change in the entire world. It wasn't a local event, but it rather was an event with a global impact. And sie ist gewann von dem Mirois Ikrius. And it is one of the primary events. A welches ist ein aufgebaut geworden, die Seidus Anhage von der moderne Welt und Kultur Ada Jemese. That it was one of the key events in history on which is built the foundations of the practices of the modern world and its culture till this very day. What was the ideological revolution here? What was the ideological shift? Bis der Mapecha. Till the revolution is the Memshala von Tzarfas v'Reva Medinas, the kingdom of France and most countries, given in ganzen in der Hand von der Melech und Malka, was entirely in the hands of the king and queen, and they have ungeführt mit ihr wie bei Zeus Eiskefum. And they ruled the country the way they saw fit. The revolution is given by gründet auf dem, as mentions on a Freiheit zu sich führen wie sie will. The revolution was founded on this concept that people are free to conduct themselves as they wish. Und der Pfarrer hat man abgeworfen der Melch und Malka zu befreien die Medina von sehr Schlitt und Memschel. And therefore they overthrew the king and the queen in order to free the country from their rulership and their control. Und da soll übergehen zu ein Holos Azibur, wenn gestellt vor Kol Anche Hamedina. And the leadership should go to the, should be governed by the public, which represents the entire, all the people of the land. It should become it should not be governance by an individual, but it should be governance by an elected body, a group of people who will represent all the people of the country. Chatsch afilu az dos hat die Meile, was es kunzu und chäfisch begashmiz und in zedig wie yeshechul. Even though this position does have the advantage that it brings an increase in freedom, in material freedom, and also that there should be, that the country should be run in a way of justice, of righteousness and justice, das Welt gebracht acheres vashiris bei Yidden, And such a way of living would have brought freedom and wealth to the Jewish people. Is aber wie bald as man das nicht begründet auf dem Yisrael von Amunah betachen b'Hashem. However, since this was not founded on the foundation of belief and faith in God, hat das mit sich hergebracht und speziell durch Napoleon a Zugang vom Chefisch beruchnet. It brought with it, instead of a revolution which was to intended to bring an increase in justice and righteousness in accordance with God's teachings, in accordance with belief in God. Instead, it was the emphasis was on the freedom from any control, freedom from being told what to do, including freedom from being told what to do by God.
What's Rebbe referring to then above when he says that there comes with the Gashmistic of freedom also Tzedek v'Yosher? What context are you talking
about?
It's
a more just form of governance.
There's a lot of things he says than
absolute monarchy.
So what's he implying that a democracy based on belief in Hashem is preferable to a monarchy? There's a lot of contradictory things he sort of brings up here and just sort of throws out.
He's saying despite the fact that
revolution throughout the monarchy.
Yeah. All right. So despite
that was the will of one, but the monarchy was also from a religious perspective, it threw out a lot of things together. The monarchy was thrown out. God was thrown out. But Tzedek and Yisro was brought in because you have a more representative type of...
Even though the premise, new form of government is a more just and righteous form of government, so potentially this could have been a good move.
But they threw out, besides throwing out the monarchy,
they also threw out, they were looking for freedom, spiritually, yeah. Meaning chayvish funim yani das and prikas hel v'efkeres school. It's freedom from religion, and to be able to throw off the yoke and to be totally, to live a life of abandonment, rather than responsible. And it was this outlook that had impacted and influenced many other countries at that time and in later times. And it was for this reason that Alter Rebbe opposed with the full force. He was against the kingdom of France, and at Mespalgman as his own Falun de Muhammad. And he prayed, he davened that they should lose this war. To such a degree as the fact that he did not want to be under the rule of that kingdom and the klipa that it represented, is that Al Derevim it kolbene base, with all of his family and all of his possessions, ran away from Liad. Bizas b'derech hatev al tzitzor derfun. Is there not given the status from the Alter Rebbe in Kvar Piena b'chav dal teves? To as a result, at least according to nature, I mean, we don't know, we're not, what is the cause or is not the cause of the status of the tzaddik is something that we have no idea about, but at least from the point of view of nature, it would seem that as a result of this running in the heavy winter, traveling on the road, as a result of that, Alter Rebbe was nostalgic on Chav Talatavis, in this faraway little village which they had run to. And he promised the Mittler Rebbe to the point that he even took an oath, he swore, as Ruslan that Menatzeach Zayin Di Mukham, that Russia will be victorious, will win the battle, and Kachave, that is exactly what happened. Was Tuchtem Zayin Iden Demelt Geratavit Givarm from the Hashpo Bilti Ritzuya, was Volt Givarm Iv Demelt Volt Tzorfas Eingenummer Ruslan. Through which this, Jews were then saved from the negative influences which would have been at the time, if at that time France would have conquered Russia, Jews were able to afterwards continue their work in drawing their hearts close to their Father in heaven. And especially through the Gilu from Teres Achsidus, from Dina Ahi, through Chavir Seinu Nisienu Mimali Mekemi from the Mountain Rebbe. Especially through the revelation of the teachings of Hasidus in that country, through our rabbeim, our leaders, those who fill the place of the Alter Rebbe in the following generations. The Bai Zet Menom Chiddush was a Sugikom of Miyuchid B'Dereinu Zendam Yachas Medina Sefers. With this, we can see this special new Chiddush, which is especially in our generation in the relation towards France. In the power and as emissary in the shlichas of Nesidarein. Nit kogim the gavdem was the Medina is given b'zman ma'hei, they're taken for klipuchul. Notwithstanding the fact that country was in those days represented the tegef haklipa, the tremendous power of klipa. And had menaged given to the anhag al peyir shemayim ufrat b'derech achsedus chulu, and therefore opposed the conduct and behavior according to, based on fear of heaven, and especially in the way of chassidus. Okay, this was especially diametrically opposed to the way of chassidus, that Alter Rebbe saw this as the ultimate, the antithesis of what he represented. Which, because of this, the Alter Rebbe was so strongly opposed to the victory of France. And also in later generations, Zetman Vapel, we see in actuality, as the Matzav in Tzofas is not given as a Mesugal of Yerushalayim, that the condition in France was such that it was a place that was not especially predisposed towards behavior in a manner of fear of heaven. When Eichber Abiseinu Nisiyenu Malim came from the Alter Rebbe, is not given bekvias kol kach dergili from Afotis Teretz Achzidus in Tzarfas. And even by the Rabbeim that followed the Alter Rebbe, we never saw that there should be in an established way the revelation of the spreading of Chassidus in Tzarfas, but as we'll see further on, that there was a progression, it became progressively more with each generation, but still it was never like an established center of Chassidus. Is the Matzav Itzdin Ishtanigvar Min Akotz Al Akotz. Today, that situation is completely changed, completely reversed from one extreme to another. That not only has the light of holiness reached there from another place, but rather Jews who study Torah, the revealed portion of Torah and the inner dimension of Torah, and those who fulfill the commandments with fear of heaven have settled there for long term periods, and especially those who have gone as emissaries of the Nasi Abder. And they were involved there in the study of Torah and fulfillment of mitzvahs behider in a beautiful way, in not just doing the minimum, but going beyond. And they're involved in writing and publicizing novel insights and interpretations in Torah. The new Chiddush HaTorah, which people in other places can learn through it being printed and spread in similar ways. And especially, so this is an allusion to the fact that at that time the before the Tzweite Welt Mohammed, before the war, the Rebbe was in France. The Rebbe was actually in charge of publishing Hatamim. That was the magazine that came out in Poland, of Chabad. So there were. So the Rebbe refers to the writing of Chiddush HaTorah, which others were able to learn from, which was published. And also other things that the Rebbe wrote then that were actually published later. But in general, the Rebbe is referring to the fact that in general there are Jews there that are living a life of Torah and mitzvahs and are a source of of learning and inspiration for others. Yochid nach der Zweite Welt, Muhammad, especially after the Second World War, sein Baschkachaprat ist angekommen dahin zu sich dort besetzt in von verschiedenen Medinas. Baschkachaprat ist der came and settled Jews from many different countries, bis er sie ist geworden am Machen und Merkens von Terror und Jüdischkeit. Till France became a place in the center of Terror and Jüdischkeit, von Afotis Atelier bei Yadis Bechlau, von Afotis Mayonis Chachsidis bin Yochid. A place of the spreading of Torah and Yiddishkeit in general, and a place of the spreading of the wellsprings of Chassidus in part, especially. Through having set up there an abundance of institutions of Torah and prayer, including and especially the Yeshiva of Tevchitun Lubavitch, also schools of Achitun for younger children and similar schools with Kamakama Sniffim, many different branches, Mesis Chinuch Bechlal Al Tairis HaKedosh, and in general institutions of Jewish education Al Tairis HaKedosh. Mesis will say, in addition to this, Drukim Dart Svarim, they print Svarim and Nigwud Tera and Pnimis Tera in the revealed portion of Tera and in the inner dimension of Tera, Chosu Be'efen von Heiluch and Mesis Be'er. And all this in a manner of ever ongoing and increasing light. The Chiddush B'Dav is moving up here now. What is so unique, the new, the novelty of this, is understood based on what we said earlier. Kashemi does it b'nei getzu d'aveidu b'cholos eilam. Just like what we said, that in general, the work in the world in general, as midei l'dei zan idn ongekum in a naya vaitre erta, that from generation to generation, Jews reached new, further, locations, but they didn't eftan them bira, in order to accomplish the process of refining the world in that new place, so the dispersement of Jews spread ever wider and ever further. But the shleimus habiras b'shasim is besetzich in the makom and holoch b'nimusay, because the ultimate refinement is dafka when one settles into that place and goes in its manners, follows its customs. And utilizes the customs of the place in order to increase in the service of Hashem, as we mentioned earlier in Siv Beis. So too, just like in the general dispersement of the Jewish people around the world, in order to live lives of Torah mitzvahs all around the world. So similarly, in the mission and the job of the Rabbeim, to spread Yiddishkeit outward, and to spread Chassidus, the wellsprings of Chassidus outward, as Behem Shachadetis is in them tzuyukum in Meru Mer, that again, it was a process, and that over the period of generations, there was increased more and more the dispersement of those who are spreading those teachings, and bringing it to further and further places. Till in our time, we have actually seen the completion of the process of refining Tsarfas, France. The antithesis, the ultimate, is nit cooking as nit cooking the gavdem, but he is given a makom tachten b'yesef. The minhagim a makom zayin divan damos astira tzuniyane yirushamayim. That despite the fact that it was the lowliest place, and the customs of that place were originally a contradiction to matters of Yerushalayim, which is the reason why the Alter Rebbe opposed the victory of France. Jews in this generation, something which Alter Rebbe himself had to run away from. Okay, Jews in the Chiddush is the Jews in this generation, the Kayach of the Nasi Adair, as we shall see, and Zich Bazet in their Medina and Mevargiven and Mezachigiven. They did settle in that country, and they not only were they not affected adversely by it being in that country, but on the contrary, they actually refined, they actually had were mavar and refined the country of France, because as Adrav, mit eis genutz di men hage am makem half bin muss sei if meiser sein na fats hotel bei janus und na fats hotel so sus they managed to utilize the customs of the place those same customs those same freedoms which represent the antithesis to Hasidic lifestyle actually turned around and being utilized to promulgate and to spread Torah, the teachings of Torah and of Hasidus. Yesh Lema. I can say, as the care of them, with the power to accomplish this, from Deflum, was Azei is given the Seder by the Nasi Adair Alein, the Kedushas Mech Adyon. Comes from the fact that this is the order of events that took place by the Nasi Hader himself, Friya Dikarel. The Makim Kavua from Rabbi Seinu Misyenu, this great Dushas Mechadmur is given in Medina's Russia. The set place, the established place of the Rabbeim until the Friya Dikarel was in the country of Russia. I feel them as a reason from Medina he, even when they traveled, the Rabbeim traveled outside of that country. Was das hat sich angegeben von dem Rebbe Marash. That the Rebbe Marash was the first one to travel outside of Russia. Is das gewen nur bei Efen Arroi al Manas Lausik. It was only temporarily with the intent to return. Their still home base was Russia. By Nasi Dereinu Sugum der Chiddush der Gavid Nesim Shalafonov, by the Nazi of our generation, we have this new development, which in relative to the early Nazim, as Erat Egyu and Mekeme from Medina's Russia, and sich besetzt in andere Medina. That he uprooted his place from the country of Russia, and he settled in other countries. Ubechlaus, and generally speaking, seine Beschneis Nesiyus, and given dreit Kufis from Erech Esser Shon, we get there were three periods, each one around 10 years, as we spoke on previous occasions. The Eshet Kufa, Tafresh Pei to Tafresh Pei Ches, Ikin in the Ruslan. The first period of his Nesius was primarily in Russia. The Tzvetet Kufa, Tafresh Pei Ches to Tafshin in Poland, the second period in Poland. And the Dritet Kufa, Tafshin to Tafshin Yod in Arches Habrit. And the third period was in the United States from America.
In other sikhas, doesn't the Rebbe describe a period of the Friedrich Rebbe's Nesius that starts after Tafshin Yud?
Yes.
So he doesn't mention that here?
No.
So he's
talking about the Friedrich Rebbe's 30 years.
Right.
In those 30 years of the Friedrich Rebbe's Nesius were three eras. The first three, his Nesius was three decades, and each one was a different era. One, the first one was in Russia, the second one was in Poland, and the third one was in the USA. Okay, and based on what we said earlier, as b'chol makim dav zayin di slapshus leit minhagi yotchunis ha-makim halal b'nivu, that in each place one has to actually become ensconced and clothed in the customs and the character of the place, one has to go in its manners. Then given shinuyim in makom lemakom, in them efen aveda, from afat satere vayadus, afat samayonus chutz. So there were changes in from place to place in the manner of doing the work of spreading Torah Yiddishkeit and spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus outward. Behatim to the makom v'adzich bazetzt. According to the place where he had settled. V'yesh leima. As vibald as banosi derenu atzmi is given the islapshus in v'ashidna ifani aveda. We could say that since the Nasi Hader himself experienced this changing, this enclosing himself in various different ways of doing the work, from the Ruslan Makim Avesibu Allah Rabbi Sein Nesiyin Ovin Gitan Avidosu. Bizan Arzis Abriz Chatzikadar Atachte. Starting from Russia, the place of his forefathers, where all the Rabbeim did their work, till actually the United States of America, the lower hemisphere, hat das gegeben dem Kerl zu eftern dem Büro von Kalam Kemisch und Beilem, ich in dem Tag bei Jesu, wie Medina Sofa sich hier zu sein. The fact that he went through the process of changing from one place to the other, taking on new customs and new approaches and doing the same work and changing his system of spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. The fact that he went through these different changes, that enabled, gave the kayak that people everywhere should be able to adapt to new environments and do the work of spreading Yiddishkeit and Chassidus in those environments. The fact that he went through these adaptations himself is what empowers each and every Jew to give the kayak for them to do the same thing, till the point of actually accomplishing the fear of surface. Und das ist der Chiddush von der Reine Zohle, gab der Dörf und der Alte Rebbe, der Dörfische Lüffel ist der Bechlau. Die Mesetes, die Goli Biachas und Medina Sofas. And this is the special Chiddush, the new breakthrough of our generation, above and above that of the generation of the Alte Rebbe, and early generations in general, as we see openly pertaining to the land, the country of France. Achli der Birr v'zichach v'zat zich evgitan duchter aveidu von afot zatele v'ayadus. Afot samayonus chutz v'meshach kamer kamer deris. Fundam alterem. After the process of birr and refinement which was accomplished through the aveidu of spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit and spreading the wellsprings of chassidus outward over a period of a number of generations from the Alter Rebbe. Was die Aveda hat evgetan a birr v'zichach ech b'chol ha'el. That this Aveda accomplished a birr and a refinement in the entire world, v'derech m'l'maylo l'mata. In a manner of m'l'maylo l'mata. In other words, the Rabbeim sat in Russia, and they taught their teachings. And those teachings impacted on the whole world. Even places where it didn't reach in an open and revealed way. But in general, when a new light is brought into the world, the whole world is affected. But that's in the way of milmailo lamata. Those teachings were not brought to these particular places and in a way that it became a part of that place. In general, Chassidus is brought into the world, and the more Chassidus is learned and taught and spread, the world is affected. But that's in a way from above. Kommendig als netter zu der Gula, wenn es wird sein Schlemmes Abir von Kolo, that as we get closer, in other words, so not only do we have the power of all the earlier generations of refining the world, but also the fact that we're coming closer to the Gula and Hazvetzayin Shlemus HaBirr for Chalayla, when will be the ultimate Birr of the entire world, Hatu V'Deireinu Zeh V'Akum V'Fem K'rikdushas M'Chadmunas Sin Deireinu Nacha Hecherin Keach. In our generation, we received from the Nasi of our generation an even higher power, a higher power which is something that we did not see in earlier generations. So Eiftan Dem Birr Eich V'Fem Medina Sarfas. To accomplish also the process of Birr of the country of France. B'cholos Yesa, more generally, so we saw it more in a kviyastik way, in an established way, we saw it starting from our generation. But more generally speaking, Hatzich Angeheben, David was enough from the Rebbe Marash. It started actually in a more general way from the Rebbe Marash. Ki yodua, zer is etlicha mol gefarn und zarfas, as is known that he traveled a few times to France, and he actually made Bali Tshuva there, as in the well-known story of the person that he pulled out of the casino. In Lesev was ever said, dort getracht und evgetan in Yonim and Teres Achsidus. In addition to the fact that he did his own Avaida, that he thought, and he came to new insights and understanding in matters of teachings of Chassidus. And the Rebbe points out in footnote 31, L'hoya shekam mirabiseinu nesiyenu dibru b'safa tzafatis. The Rebbe points out that a number of the Rebbeim also spoke the language French. And if you look in the letters of the Rebbe Rashab, B'sham shepam b'yeis kreikturis admon shmaseh eden, in b'nei kreikturis mochadnu b'tzafas b'meshach abu ashoa is dibu b'safa tzafatis. That they were once together in France, and Rebbe Rashab mentions in a letter that they once spoke for 4 hours in French. Obviously, this was not just a passing incident. Obviously, this was done with there was a spiritual program going on here, and this was clearly with intent to accomplish certain things. And because part of that is connected to the Bira, the refinement of Tzarfas. Und danach nach mehr durch den Rebbe Marashab nicht mehr sehen. And then, after the Rebbe Marash, even more through the Rebbe nicht mehr sehen. Weil es dort gewann mehrere Mal, was in France many more times, bis als dort in Mentan, ist gewann der Binion von Hemschich, ein Beis Ayudua, von Hemschich Terav Ayudua, to the point that it was there in the village of Mentan that the Rebbe Rashab built in his mind, set up the structure for the well-known Hamshach Tafer Shayim Beis, 144 Maimarim, and that Eich Yishir Machelik from the Hamshach. And he also wrote there a portion of that Hamshach. And Iker Ushleimus Habirah, Even shall kvius v'siyashus u'be'even panimi biz be'even fun afotze. The primary and the main beer in a manner of an established, settled, and inner, internal way, as he points out in footnote 35, that mashenken ad marash v'ad nishmasu eden loy ha'yusham be'even shall kvius chum. The Rebbe Marash and the Rebbe Rashab were not there in an